Eternal Smoke Podcast. Welcome back. Oh, happy Thanksgiving. I apologize for my hiatus. If I said that right. I've been grinding. I see. And you know, usually, like I said, I used to record so much. So, you know, every day I tune in and look at the views and see, like, you know, in the last ones. And maybe it's better for me to, you know, take a little time to, you know, let them accumulate, let them accumulate the views, and you know, it's working, because, you know, I barely even promo, because, you know, I do this shit for fun, man. Like, I do this shit for fun, and you know, to help people, or, you know, just to give people a little laugh, or somebody to look back. I feel like this my legacy right here, you know what I'm saying? Like, this really what's gonna be left of me. You know what I'm saying, forever. It's on so many sites, so it'll be on somewhere for long, you know what I'm saying. Hopefully I blow up, you know, somebody let them know how I get down or whatever. But yeah, man, my first topic I gotta get to is Megan Thee Stallion. I hate that it's like, whatever you say, like I said, I want to point out all the areas that I was right at. Right. I said that it was going to be a problem with the girl. I was so right about that. She's dropped a fucking diss song. I was so right about that. I was so right. Also, what I said was, when I told y'all, I said, she was like, I got to protect my energy, protect my vibes. Remember, she kept saying that when she first had said something about the incident. Remember, I said that was the first thing I said. I said, protect her energy. Nigga, she'd been running with Tory for the last 3-4 months. So protecting her energy from Tory, you've been with this nigga the last 3 months. So, like, day and day and every day and shit, like, so... Ain't no way that you don't say stuff like that. You say shit like that when somebody kind of like inadvertently comes right back into your life and then goes right, you know what I'm saying? Like somebody just coming home, or, you know what I'm saying? Or maybe like it could have put up possibly been the Kylie Jenner bitch, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, which would be dumb as fuck, because what the fuck were you doing with her? You see what I'm saying? Like, she still, like, to me, look goofy as shit, but it's just like, the world is perceiving her with all of the success. They not seeing what's going on. You gotta remember who was behind her shit. Jay motherfucking Z. Jay-Z was behind her. I'm telling you, before this Tory shit, man, her shit was going down the drain. I'm telling you, like, that's why they had to pop out with the Beyonce jump. Think about it, bitch. If you take that Beyonce record off, like, wasn't nothing happening for her for a while. Even when she dropped, like, that 1501 shit came and went, you know, once they spoke out and shit, and then, you know, she kind of won that over with the crowd with the judge shit, when she was able to, like, say, like, oh, the judge said, you can drop your music and woo. And remember, I said that was cap too, because why would 1501 not want you to drop your music? You know what I'm saying? Like, they didn't want you to drop no music until after this shit happened, with you went to the court and all that kind of shit. Because before then, nigga, they were making money off that shit. You see what I'm saying? So, kind of find out, he was saying that he wasn't getting paid. So I'm not sure how that shit, but basically, like I said, she won that battle. So it was like, whew, okay. So it was like, now the next coming needed to be huge, you know what I'm saying? Like, the album that came out with the lips on it, with the, you know, she had a couple of joints to Captain Hook and all that kind of shit. That shit was, you know, doing, that shit was cool. You know, and I, like I said, again, I'm not hating on her, because honestly, I don't even fuck with Tory Lanez like that. I fuck with him more and more after this situation, but honestly, I don't even fuck with Tory Lanez. So I would have been easy. That's how I feel like you guys should really look at me and be like, this is genuine shit, because, like, I always felt like the nigga Tory was like, he got that little man complex. doing too much. You know what I'm saying? I've always felt like that about with him. The next point that I said, when I said, if you're shot by a person, how did you get back into the car when the police pulled the gun over? If you had already been shot, you see what I'm saying? Like that was like a really, really big, you know what I'm saying? Like big difference. Like, hold on. Why would you, you know what I'm saying? Nobody, like I said, that's why I said, it seemed like everybody was kind of like just praying and hoping, you know, you have the Breonna Taylor stuff going on. And you see, even in the song when she responds, what does she say? Something about something still ain't got no justice for Breonna Taylor. Like she riding that black girl's unprotected shit till the wheels fall off. She is riding that. That is all that boy. You know damn well she don't give a goddamn about no damn Breonna Taylor. Because if you really did your research and you really did your studies, you would have seen that Breonna Taylor shit is more so like you feel bad because it's a black lady and the fucked up shit that the cops did, like after what happened. But as far as the shit leading up to it, you like, damn man, she really made some bad decisions. She shouldn't have been fucking with this or she was, if she wasn't in that shit, boy, she was knee fucking deep on the eye. You know what I'm saying? Cars in her name, niggas getting killed in cars that's in her name. Same cars niggas getting killed in or possibly getting killed in is sitting parked at her residence. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like she had a like that Breonna Taylor shit is deep. It's a real reason why it ain't been no justice. You know what I'm saying? It's like the only justice that we gonna get is possibly if they, you know what I'm saying, do something to them motherfuckers for how they treated her afterwards. Like they just sat there and just let her die. You see what I'm saying? You know, so, but like I said, back to her, like she's like for that whole bar, she had to throw the Breonna Taylor in there to spin your mind back to, oh yeah, yeah, that's right. The black women were not protected. We're not protected. Now, the bullet hole is another thing, another huge question. And she said it in the drone. She said, "Oh, pussy ass nigga with a pussy gun. You know those pelicans. You know those bullets hit was pelicans. Or pellets." Basically saying he shot a big bitch with a 22. Now let's take it back. Let's go back to the recording of the security guard. The security guard said that gun was his. It wasn't even Tory's gun. He left his gun in the car, which was dumb as shit. Now, what fucking security guard is walking around with Tory Lanez, protecting Tory Lanez and Megan Thee Stallion and Kylie Jenner possibly near? What security guard is walking around with a 22? Come on, guys. Come on. Come on now. It just doesn't even come with the system. It just doesn't even come with the outfit. A 22 wouldn't fit. You know what I'm saying? The motherfucker, it had to be at least a 9. At least a 9 millimeter. A 22? Who is he going to protect with a 22? What is a security guard going to protect? Bruh, the nigga said, "I left my weapon in the car." Nigga, for one, you can't even call a 22 a damn weapon. A 22 is damn near not a weapon. This shit crazy, bro. Like I say, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but it's like the only thing that you can stack to this shit is Jay-Z. Now, okay. Let's jump off that for a second. Let's go to the music categories. She wins. I'm not sure if it was Artist of the Year or Album of the Year. Mind you, let me be honest with you. Every Album of the Year, Artist of the Year, Grammy, for anything to do with rap, Lil Baby should have got that. That My Turn, that was album of the year. Now, you can arguably say it was the Roddy Ricch. I think Roddy Ricch won it. I think he won album of the year. Now, song of the year. Wham? You make a song called Wet Ass Pussy the number one song in the league? Get the fuck out of here. Number one song was The Box, not even DaBaby. Because like I said, DaBaby didn't have no number one song. Like, the number one song that he had was the Matter of His Black and White. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was the number one song that he had on urban radio. It was beautiful. You know what I'm saying? It was like, okay. And it was so touching. It was so perfectly in the moment. It, that joint is perfect. You know what I'm saying? It's timeless music. You know what I'm saying? You'll be able to play that song 20 years from now. 20 years from now, you'll be able to play that song and that shit's still gonna hit. Next election, 4 years from now, Lord forbid everybody's still here, 4 years from now, you will be able to play that Lil Baby song and it's still gonna hit hard, like it's in the moment, like he made that motherfucker the night before. What song of Megan Thee Stallion's is the whole world out here singing? To me personally, the WAMP video came out too late. The Box and all them came out way. That's how you know that shit rigged, bruh. That song, The Box, bruh. And it's crazy. I was probably the first nigga that called, like, real live. I'm only saying this because of the time that I did the podcast. I'm probably the first nigga that said that the nigga Roddy Ricch song, The Box, was a hit. Because I reviewed it, like, 2 hours after it dropped. I said, this is a little bit early of a review, but I found this hit already. Song ended up being number one for, like, what, 30 weeks or something? 40 weeks? Come on, bruh. How long was that one fucking WAMP song number one, bruh? How long? How that shit, we can look up now and see when that joint ain't even been out that long. How could that song trump over the Lil Baby song? And like, that joint should have lost just by what it stood for. You cannot have a song like that as the number one song in our country, bro. That's the shit that dumbass, that little broad, what's her name? Candace Parker. That's the type of shit that she talking about. We got a song called Wet Ass Pussy as the number one song in the world. Are you kidding me? Do you really think it's niggas riding around listening to WAMP? Seriously, you think street niggas is... Shit, throw that WAMP on, son. But you got dudes and girls listening to The Box. It's all there on the radio. They played it at the Super Bowl. They played it at the playoffs. How that boy not win that, bruh? She should have been nominated for a rack of shit and didn't win nothing. These are sympathy jokes, bruh. I'm sorry. And the only reason why I can say that is because sales... Nigga, Lil Uzi Vert sold damn near 300,000 more units than her. Lil Baby sold like, just go to P-Page, bruh. Lil Baby is like number one. And like everything, bruh. Everything, like top hits, all that shit. Like, all right, his album, because remember, everybody started doing that deluxe shit. So when you do a deluxe, it's almost like, that's why somebody posted the other day, they said the deluxe album is tearing up the world. It's ruining music. Because it's basically niggas re-putting music out and just adding 2-3 more songs and then saying, oh yeah, this the, you know what I mean? But Lil Baby, the songs that he added to his deluxe, to his jump, them jumps is hits. Them motherfuckers is hits. The Lowdown, the We Pay, all that shit. All that shit is hits. So, but before he dropped this deluxe, he was going crazy. That joint was going crazy. It was going through the roof. And then Lil Uzi Vert came out and went bananas. Then you have the nigga, The Weeknd. The Weeknd, dude, he outsold everybody. That motherfucker had almost like 400K. Like, what? Like, come on, dude. Like, this shit rigged, bro. This shit, it's like, you can't give her nothing else, man. Like, it's starting to look like, even when she, like, getting shit, or, like, they, like, announcing shit, like, oh, you're the winner, like, ta-da, like, it's like, even when they announce and shit like that, the shit look fake, because it's like, it even looked like, in her mind, she like, for real? Like, damn, like, oh, well, this shit, like, y'all doing a little too much, like, you know what I'm saying, you can kind of see it, like, come on, man, they gonna know this shit rigged, like, that's, to me, I don't know what she was at, she was on some show, some live show, when she was talking about the black girls' clothing, and all that kind of bullshit, and it was like, the girl was like, yeah, you're nominated for a Grammy. Yeah, that's what it was. She was like, you're nominated for a Grammy. And she was like, what? The fuck out of here, Slim? For a Grammy? Bruh. Get the fuck out of here, bruh. I don't even know what the hell the Grammy is. Like, what could she... So, is she nominated for a Grammy for the web? Or, like, I Lord have mercy. I mean, but it's like, things like, what I'm saying is, things like this are transpired, and you know it. Like, okay, damn, I just won album of the year. I mean, I just won album of the year or song of the year. You know, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, where is your full body of work? Like you, okay, we're in a pandemic, so, you know, I mean, she was rocking shows, and, you know, she definitely, her shows was definitely, you know, definitely lit, for sure. She definitely, her stage presence and shit was definitely amazing, you know what I'm saying? So, like I said, she worked for it, but I'm just saying, on a musical level, this shit was given. It was like, because, you know, like they say, there's a lot of artists that put out, you know, beautiful projects, just like what they were saying with Nipsey Hussle, that his album, shit was a fucking classic, you know what I'm saying, shit was a classic, should have been nominated, you know, should have won that Grammy that year, right before he died, but they ended up giving it to Cardi B, and remember what he ended up saying, he was like, man, hey, when it's your time, it's your time, you see what I'm saying, Megan shit was so much that, motherfuckers ain't even dropping. What did I say about the City Girls? I said, nah, don't worry. Only thing you're going to see from the City Girls is a bunch of, you know, titties and booties and clapping. And that's why the Miami girl got away from, that's why she split from the South Side, because her shit was going down. She had to get back on her freak nasty, twerking every day, you know what I'm saying? Eating hot Cheetos shit. She had, you know, so she had to get back with that, get back over there with the Santana, the saucy Santana. You know, JT ain't really bunned up like that. You know, she definitely getting, you know what I'm saying, you know what's happening behind when the lights go out and shit, but like, you know what I'm saying, but as far as on the jump, she's, you know, keep playing hide because it makes their sex appeal go up. Same thing with the Megan jump, while I was saying reason why they didn't choose to stay, oh, I'm in a relationship with Tory Lanez. You see what I'm saying? Because that shit takes down. Like, you gotta have the illusion that shit, at this time, anybody can get her. Keep your, hey, you little 18-year-old boy, if you want Megan Thee Stallion, you might be able to, you know what I'm saying? That's the illusion. Then when you bun them up, they lose value. You see what I'm saying? That's why you see with the Cardi B shit, the split was needed. Let's split and try to get her. Let's split. Let's get a little bit more of that Cardi B where she's shaking her ass and talking about eating some pussy. And see, the mother life is cool to a certain extent, but when you're doing the mother life, you gotta really know how to rap. You see what I'm saying? Like, honestly, Nicki Minaj, she should be perfect for a rapping mother because she really got bars and lyrics. But these bras, nah, they need that nasty ass shit, pussy eating, you know what I'm saying? Naked, you know, all of a sudden, out of all days, a titty slip. You end up posting a picture of your titties. What? For what? You know what I'm saying? You end up posting a picture of your titties on accident. Seriously? Seriously? Come on now. Come on now. That shit would happen way more often. Way more often. If it was that easy to do. You know what I'm saying? That shit was bullshit. She did that shit on purpose with the goddamn self. You know what I'm saying? Because, like I said, that was the last one she could do. Now she about to go back to the bun life because she realized, like, shit, it ain't your time right now. It's right now, the artist that the world is pushing or whoever is behind all the motherfuckers that's connected, Megan Thee Stallion. Jay-Z's a powerful motherfucker. That nigga got the National Guard and the deport motherfuckers off of 21 Savage. They were about to deport his ass, and that nigga Jay-Z stepped in and said, no. Just think about that. These motherfuckers is about to deport this nigga. I ain't gonna lie, I ain't think we was gonna ever see that 21 Savage nigga again. When I seen that happen, Jay-Z got him out of that jam, I said, oh yeah. He's straight. You know what I'm saying? Jay-Z done paid his dues. Great businessman. So, if Jay-Z got you, he got you. That's why motherfuckers is doing what they doing. Like just like the girl in the diss song. Don't mean to be jumping around. The girl that Megan's friend that dissed her. Which, you know, I should have knew, couldn't trust you when I seen what you did to 1501. You see what I'm saying? That 1501 niggas ain't do nothing to her, man. You can see that nigga, that Crawford nigga is a baseball player, humble ass rich nigga. He got money off being a baseball player. He was already a rich nigga. What did he need to try to swindle a fucking Megan Thee Stallion? He's just trying to get his money back off this bitch. Come on now, man. And what did I tell you? Another thing the girl said, she kind of shouted out where she from. And that's another thing I used to always say. Like, Shawty don't ever be in Houston or wherever she from in Dallas. It just be seeming like she don't ever be there. And that ain't real. Like, you know, that's not, that's really not real. Like, ain't no way that you just not gonna be in your hometown. Like every time you turn around, you just out with some warm up. You know what I'm saying? Now and then like look at her, like trying to find more friends. Like, the friends that she posted, like everybody, it was probably 20,000 comments that said the same shit I was basically saying. Like, nigga, next week, 2 weeks from now, them bitches will be hating on her too. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. She obviously the problem, bro. Like, everybody, you falling out with every fucking body, bro. Come on now. That girl pretty as shit, her best friend. I told you that was a problem, bro. That was a problem. Like, now she's saying Megan was sleeping and fucking with niggas that she was on. And And that's how you know, that's how you know that, that's how you know that, that shit, with that line that she said was true, just how she worded it. She said, niggas that I was on. Basically, like, yeah, like, you know, I was like, you already, that's her saying, like, they talking and shit as girlfriends, letting a nigga know, like, you know what I'm saying? When you say I'm on a nigga, that's only something that you say to your girlfriend or to your dog. Like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, shh, man, you know, I'm gonna leave her alone. I know, bro, y'all love this shit. You know, so that's something that's in you, not to the public. Meaning that if a person did decide, man, I'm about to go ahead and fuck him or fuck her or whatever, then it'll be like, well, I knew, but so what? You know what I'm saying? And that person is going to feel fucked up. Now, in the world, the rest of the other people are going to be looking like, ha, bitch, you tripping. What is she talking about? She lying like shit. Yeah, you may think she lying because you didn't hear that shit publicly, but she ain't lying. Megan Thee Stallion knows she not fucking lying, and she know that Megan Thee Stallion knows she not lying because they done had them talks together. You know what I'm saying? Hey, man, like I said, she don't want her. She don't want everything, Slim. Like, it ain't nothing else to... They made her into a, you know what I'm saying, to a megastar. That's what Jay-Z do, man. You know what I'm saying? You want to see Jay-Z win. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, I know some of the shit is, you know, is a part of that. You know, you want to see anything with Jay-Z. You want to see that win. But like I said, I just wish that somebody would fucking say what the fuck is happening. That shit, I seen some memes that said, Young, if y'all motherfuckers ain't about to say who shot who, shut the fuck up. And I ain't gonna lie, I was feeling like that too. Like, bruh, shut the stop. All this other shit, you still ain't. It's almost like she made a song. And it's almost like hers, even though what she was saying, it's almost like she's still kind of aiming her shit at Tory Lanez too. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like all you had to do was clear your best friend's name. So to me, if you go back and listen to my podcast, I was calling all that shit. I was like, she was like, they locked them motherfuckers up. Now I ain't get locked up. When Megan said that, when she was explaining, I said, oh, that's a red flag right there. What you mean? Ain't that your bestie? That's your bestie, ain't it? What you mean they locked them motherfuckers up? I didn't get locked up. So that right there lets you know that it was smoke between her and him. I mean, her and the girl in the car. I'm telling you, man, that bitch shot herself, man. She shot herself, cuz. She shot herself. I think she shot herself, man. She shot herself. They probably was, you know, what he said that Megan and Tory was fighting over. He said that Tory and the ex was fighting over the gun, and I think he's saying the gun accidentally went off. So, you know what I'm saying, and like I said, the joke hit the ground in gray. So what hit her, why they able to say, oh yeah, you were shot, because she was so close, like that, because whole time it was a big gun. So a big gun is enough that once it busts, it's gonna be other pelicans flying to hit you in your shit. But see the cap in Megan's rap, talking about he was riding around with a 22, which is cap, because that's the reason that you heard the security guard said. He said just look at him, just hit Megan and Tory and then pound it, and then it should come up, and you can hear the security guard who was actually in the car. You can hear his statement. As I said that on one of our podcasts, I said, nigga, the only person gonna be able to clear this shit for real, other than them three, is the damn security guard that was in the car. You see what I'm saying? So, come on, man. The dude had something sweet. Probably had a 4.5 or something, you know what I'm saying? And a 4.5, you get, if a nigga shoot the ground with a 4.5, nigga, that shit gonna boom. and it's gonna be buck shots and shit like that going and in and out niggas' feet type shit. You know what I'm saying? That's a different, yeah, that's understandable. You know what I'm saying? Like, that make way more sense. You know what I'm saying? So, come on, man. You already know. Just look around. You see motherfuckers get shot all day. Nigga, when you get shot in your hand and your whole damn arm be cast up. You mean to tell me you ain't even have a cast on? Come on, man. Like I said, whoever said, like, hey, let's blame Tory for this, man. Like, she should definitely thank them in love, and because they was on the money with that shit. That was, like, she, look at this shit. She has done, she's turned mega superstar before our very own eyes with, like, three videos. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. The album only had 7-8 tracks on the joint. Now, I ain't look at the new one, but all the shit that she getting right now, the awards that she just won, that ain't off none of that shit that she just dropped. Now, I ain't gonna lie, the song with Young Thug, I was fucking with it. I don't fuck with that Wham, but that's a Cardi B feature, so that's huge. Now, but after the Wham song, all that shit has to go on another body of work. You see what I'm saying? You can't, like, I don't think it works like that. If he wouldn't have dropped that Get Rich or Die Trash Slim at the buzzer, he wouldn't have won. You know what I'm saying? I don't think it worked like that. Like, that shit is from work that's already done and calculated. That's why the shit seems so raw, because it's like, what did she make, like post the WAMP video, or no, like everything before the WAMP video, what did she drop that was hot besides the Beyonce feature? I don't even remember no parts of the Nicki Minaj song that she had with her. I don't even remember no parts with that. Now that could be one thing that maybe they looking at it like, she got a song, she got a feature from Nicki Minaj, she got a feature from Cardi B. You know what I'm saying? And the same, maybe they looking at it like that, like, and Beyonce. So Cardi B, Beyonce, and Nicki Minaj, all in the same year. So maybe looking at it from a standpoint like that, that could be understandable. But it makes no sense compared to what these other artists was doing. Lil Baby was being, consistently, like, he damn near got, that nigga Lil Baby damn near got a Chief Keef Chicago wave going on. From the way he dressed, the way he talked, you know, how motherfuckers keep money on him, how niggas wear their rings, like you can see Lil Baby's style on niggas and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, when niggas go to their closet and they dressing, Lil Baby is who they trying to look like nowadays. If you look, it's been future for years and years. You know, future been that nigga for that type shit for years and years. So he will always be that. But Lil Baby is the new one. He's the new nuance for style and drip and the name brands and Amiri and name dropping the you know what I'm saying, the brands that he's talking about. Because Future don't really even rap like that no more. Future actually be giving you some, talking some shit to you now. He's older, you know, but it's him that's doing a lot of, you know what I'm saying, the name dropping, you know what I'm saying, the style flips, and you know what I'm saying, all that shit is Lil Baby now. That's his category now. You see what I'm saying? You just gotta think, you just gotta look at it from that standpoint. Like, you know, and I ain't gonna lie, I guess, like you said, on the other hand, it's Megan, but I don't think so. I mean, what's her name? Ari, Moneybag Girl. She could come out with some new shit or new fashion and it'll be number one in the fucking world. Like, you know what I'm saying? Or, oh, this the wave now for them. The bros, that's how they are, bro. They don't really have no wave for real. They follow anything. You know what I'm saying? At least us, we kind of like stick to a few motherfuckers. Like, rest of niggas, like, it'll be like this nigga or this nigga or this nigga. rest of these niggas is fucking clowns. You know what I'm saying? Like Gunna, like niggas be, you know, niggas be looking, I can tell niggas be looking up to like how Gunna be dressing. Lil Baby, like I said, you know what I'm saying? Thug, of course, you know, he's like king with that shit. But like motherfuckers like Gucci and Lil Wayne, niggas ain't looking to them for drip no more. You know what I'm saying? That person right now is Lil Baby. You know what I'm saying? Even Moneybagg Yo don't even have that lane. You know what I'm saying? It's real, or like Black Youngster or Dolph or none of them, King Glock. Them niggas is really like basic as hell, regular shit with jewelry on. You know what I'm saying? The drippers is them niggas. Gunna, like Gunna is like huge with that in that lane. That's impact. That's an influence. You know what I'm saying? I don't know, like twerking ass cheeks and shit. It just seems like the only thing that, the only big influence that she has is just like, nigga, wherever you at, nigga, if you cooking breakfast, cereal, whatever you doing, you checking the mailbox, nigga, turn around and twerk. It seemed like to me that's what she, you know what I'm saying? Because everything else is forced, bro. Everything else is forced. All that shit with the scholarships and all that shit, that's how you, in marketing, that's how you, like, that's how you go up by shit like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Keep making it seem like, you know, you care so much about this. You want this person to win. You want that person to win. Like, that shit bullshit, bro. If you ask me, Slim, I don't even think that school and shit she was doing, I don't even think that shit was real. That shit was just a part of, that was a part of her come up. Like, it was brilliant because it put into the minds like, oh, you could be a twerking ass, clapping your booty ass, going out every night, getting drunk and shit, and get up in the morning and still get your schoolwork done. Or still get that paper, get that paper that's due at 11:59 on Tuesday. You could still get that done too. And you a hot girl. You see what I'm saying? It was a part of what she was promoting. You know what I'm saying? Like do both, but kind of like do both necessarily. You see what I'm saying? Because some of that shit didn't even make sense. Like how she would be like, oh shit, I got an exam on Monday, man, and a fucking photo shoot. Fuck. Push the fucking photo shoot back like you can. You're fucking A-list celebrity. You know what I'm saying? But those are the influencing things to the youth. You know, if you look at those comments, the shade room, places, you know, where they post her a lot and shit, you know, those little girls are lost. This, all they have is what Megan Thee Stallion said. You know what I'm saying? What Cardi B said. You know what I'm saying? These are literally their idols. I feel bad that you gotta break it down like this, but it's like it needed to be said, because it's like this shit is like blinding. Like you really probably to the average eye that ain't really focused like that, you probably looking like, god damn, like shorty is, you know what I'm saying? You have no choice but to say What I just said like that, she's being, you know what I'm saying? You have no choice but to say that shit, bro. Real live, bro. Because it's just like, it's so fucking obvious, bro, to the eye. Like, god damn, she won this, every, you know what I'm saying? And it's just like I said, I feel like it's fucked up because it's like, damn, you trumping a really, really good year from Lil Baby. Like, I don't even think, see, this is what a niggas, this is why I think that goes into album of the year. I don't think what Lil Baby did this year as a rapper, I don't think it will ever happen again. Because who's to say another George Floyd is gonna get killed and then it's gonna be the time for him to drop a heartfelt song like that at that point in time, also at the point in time of it's time to vote. You see what I'm saying? I don't think the chain of events of how shit happened for Lil Baby, I don't think can ever happen again. Damn sure ain't gonna be next year. You know what I'm saying? It might be a whole bunch of more fucked up ass shit. You know what I'm saying? Throughout the COVID, everything, bro. Remember he had the song speaking on COVID, or I'm too fly, these niggas can't get me sick. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was just like how he was just moving with the culture. Like, you know what I'm saying? While everybody else doing the same shit with their raps, their lyrics, everything, he moving, really giving you what's going on. Like, you know what I'm saying? Oh, if it's snowing, he giving you a bomb with the snow type shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't think that can happen again. And I think, and it's crazy that his year gonna get Trump. Now, what's gonna probably happen, which is very likely, is next year he'll get all the Jones. And then next year niggas will probably be looking like, oh no, I should have went to him. I should have went, you know what I'm saying? Like how kind of like how they, that award that Nipsey Hussle got this year, when they like, shit, he should have got that motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? But it was Cardi B's time. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, like I said, he'll get his just due. But like I said, you got to understand, that nigga did some work this year. I mean, he has probably 200 to 300 features. And I ain't gonna lie to you, man, probably about 50 of them motherfuckers I know back to back. I'm an old head. Like, he got like back to back features, and he crushed everything. Like, everything that he was on, he smashed. Meg ain't even had no features for real. She ain't even have any. Like we're talking, like I said, we were talking about artist things. Even Roddy Ricch didn't have the body of work that Lil Baby did. Song of the Year is something different. There's no way that he shouldn't have won Song of the Year. You see what I'm saying? That box, that song in the box, was at the top of the charts longer than that Wamp song was even out. You see what I'm saying? Yo, for all that shit, the fucking 6ix9ine nigga should have been nominated for some shit. If you could do it in that short a period of time. Because didn't he have a song where it was 800 million or something? You know what I'm saying? Well, first day, the drum with him and Nicki. Like, you see what I'm saying? Like, shit just be all over the place. Like I said, a lot of that shit is it's given to you, man. It ain't even on your work. It's like the right person got to be speaking on you, and you good to go. All right, now this part one.